Employment in the valley is continuing to grow at a healthy rate.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
In 2018, payroll employment in the valley increased by a whopping 6,800 jobs, a growth rate of 1.9%. These are, of course, based on preliminary data, which is higher than our average rate over the last several years, which was still a relatively healthy 1.3%. Payroll employment at the national level expanded by 1.8% in 2018. Many of us have seen the new warehouses which are going up right and left in the valley and, of course, the increase in truck traffic on local highways. There is actually a sector in the economy called transportation and warehousing. This sector includes passenger and cargo transportation as well as all those warehouses being built and trucks driving in the valley. This sector is expanding at an explosive rate. Close to half of the entire new employment growth in the valley was created in this one sector. It should be noted that this is not a national phenomenon. This sector is expanding in the valley at more than five times that of national average. Another part of the economy which recorded high rate of growth is food and services sector. However, the seasonality and relatively lower wages of this sector makes its economic impact smaller. Employment in retail trade dropped by 2.6% in 2018 in the valley, while remaining almost constant nationwide. A sector which has been growing almost regardless of everything else is healthcare. And true to form, it continued to expand at more than 2% in 2018. The transportation and warehousing sector will continue to expand and increase employment, most probably for the next 5 years. It is very likely that self-driving vehicles and drones will start to take over product delivery globally as well as locally, and fully automated warehousing systems will run themselves. And while production will continue to go up, employment in this sector will drop. Not dissimilar to the manufacturing sector, which saw its employment start its long and steady decline some five decades ago, despite the equally steady increase in its total production. Automation will continue to help increase output while reducing the number of employees in the related industries. It should be added that total employment will continue to rise. However, the type of jobs will change and new or different sectors will lead employment growth. This is nothing new. What is new is that these changes are becoming more pronounced and occur at a faster and faster pace. The more prepared we are as a society, the less hardship we will go through when these shifts in jobs and importance of sectors come knocking on our doors. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.